Chick and the King had fallen behind McQueen, but Chick wasn't giving up either. If he couldn't win, he could at least come in second. "I'm not coming in behind you again, old man," he cried as he rammed at the King, causing the King to spin into the wall. Crash! The crowd gasped as the King stopped in the infield, battered, dented, and unable to move. McQueen was moving toward the finish line when he heard the boos. Confused, he looked at the giant television monitor and saw the King. He wasn't moving. An image of Doc flashed into McQueen's mind. Doc had looked the same way in the photo of the fabulous Hudson Hornets' famous crash. McQueen screeched to a stop right before the finish line. "Yeah!" Chick hollered as he shot past McQueen. "Woohoo! I won, baby! Yeah, oh yeah, woohoo!" "What's he doing, Doc?" Flo whispered as she watched McQueen. He was inches from the finish line and still hadn't moved. Suddenly, McQueen put himself into reverse and headed back toward where the King had come to a stop. "What are you doing, kid?" the King asked as McQueen approached. He was completely wiped out, but not completely broken. McQueen could see that. "I think the King should finish his last race," McQueen said humbly. And then, as gently as he could, McQueen began to push the King toward the finish line. "You just gave up the Piston Cup," the King pointed out. "You know that?" "This grumpy old race car I know once told me something," McQueen said as he helped the King to the end of the track. "It's just an empty cup." Doc smiled proudly as he listened on his radio. Meanwhile, Chick was hooting in triumph, turning donuts in the infield. "Woo-hoo-hoo!" It took him a moment to realize that no one was cheering with him. In fact, no one was even watching him. "Hey, what?" He stopped in his tracks. "What's going on?" McQueen pushed the King across the finish line, and the crowd erupted in cheers. The stadium went crazy at the sight of one of the proudest moments in racing history. "Way to go, buddy!" Mater hollered. Fillmore teared up a little.
"There's a lot of love out there, you know, man."
"Don't embarrass me, Fillmore," Sarge grunted. The only one who wasn't impressed was Chick. He raced onto the winner's platform impatiently. "Come on, baby," he said. "Bring it out. Bring out the Piston Cup. Kachika, kachika." But nobody came out to deliver the cup. Instead, someone tossed it onto the stage, where it clattered to the floor beside Chick. No one cheered.
"Now, that's what I'm talking about right there, yeah," Chick crowed.
He looked around at the silent spectators.
"Hey, how come the only one celebrating is me, huh? Where are the girls? Come on, where's the fireworks? Bring on the confetti!"